At this time, we have Coach Sean Miller from Arizona on the line. Coach, good morning.
Good morning.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1. And your first question comes from the line of Rusty Simmons, San Francisco Chronicle.
Hi, Coach. Thanks for doing this morning. I know that you guys have Stanford to concentrate on first, but I was hoping to get a question about Cal and just kind of what improvement you've seen in their freshman point guard, Charlie Moore, since the first time you've seen him.
Well, you know, I've only watched Cal, you know, in bits and pieces since our first game, just because, you know, we've been clearly focused on the next game and our own team. And, you know, even right now, I mean, most of the time that we've spent has been on Stanford, obviously, with them coming up here tomorrow. My overall awareness of Cal, you know, I always come back to Ivan Rabb. I think he's one of the most understated players in college basketball. You know, and sometimes when you leave your freshman year and you come back as a sophomore, you know, you get put in that almost upperclassman category. And I think in Ivan's case, that's the furthest thing that he needs. He's one of the best players in the country. He does so many great things for Cal. I mean, not only his scoring and his rebounding, but, you know, he scores with both hands in such a unique way. Watching him, his shooting away from the basket has really improved. He's physically stronger, you know, shot blocker defensively. He can guard both a 4 and a 5. And, you know, I think just their overall physical size, being able to play a guy like Ivan at the 4, makes Cal, you know, a great rebounding team, a great defensive team, and, you know, and they can kill you inside with second shots. You know, obviously Charlie is a great addition, and, you know, his overall improvement, and the better he plays, I think that really helps Cal. But, you know, the guy that I think deserves the most credit, and I think he's an All-American, is Ivan Rabb.
Much appreciated, Coach. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And your next question comes from the line of Tom Fitzgerald, San Francisco Chronicle.
Hi, Sean. You're getting double-teamed by the Chronicle here this morning. I wonder if you could talk a little bit about your matchup with Stanford. You've won 14 in a row against them, and, you know, you're coming off obviously a one-sided loss to Oregon, and I'm just wondering what the mood of your team is, and if you have to pay special attention to keep them from thinking this game is going to be a cakewalk.
Oh, no. That's the furthest thing. You know, I think that coming off of the way we got beat at Oregon, you know, you worry more about confidence and, you know, togetherness because, you know, we got killed and it wasn't close. The game was over in really the first 5 minutes. And, you know, they went at one point 16 for 21 from the three-point line. Their defense was even better than their offense. They had an incredible crowd. Their players played with great enthusiasm, and they outclassed us, you know, from top to bottom. They were prepared for the game, and, you know, they really put it together. But that happens over the long course of a season, and especially in conference play. You have that one game or, you know, maybe sometimes a couple that you have to learn from, and at the same time you have to move forward from the game. And that's really what we've tried to do. You know, clearly there are some lessons that we took from that game, and now it's about moving towards defending our home court, playing against, I think, a much improved Stanford team, and being the most ready we can, and kind of put that loss behind us. I can make the argument that game at Oregon came at an ideal time for us because, you know, right now we're headed towards the stretch run. I think that game is a reminder of how great teams are when they're really, really good playing at their best, and, you know, what it takes to be able to be in a game with a team like Oregon on Saturday.
Oh, well, if I could follow up, what do you think of Reed Travis and his play this year?
You know, first of all, in the Pac-12, we have some amazing abundance of talent, and, you know, Reed Travis is in that group. I don't know if we've faced a player that's more physical and productive than Reed is. And, you know, I know health, he's missed a few games. He played against us the first matchup, and I think we got a really good feel for how great of an offensive rebounder he is. And, you know, usually when somebody's as physical around the basket as he is, they're not nearly as mobile. But, you know, Stanford does a great job of running clear outs, isolation plays where he drives the ball and, you know, he runs so easily. So he's very mobile and physical. And, you know, and I think that their team does an outstanding job of getting him the ball in a good position. So he could put fouls on your team. And he's a one-man wrecking crew. And, you know, he was in the last game that they played for sure. So we're well aware of him, and we have our hands full.
Very good. Thanks, Coach.
Mm-hmm.
And your next question comes from the line of Pat Rooney, Boulder Daily Camera.
Hey, Coach. Kind of a random question here, but just because it's an issue you've been vocal on in the past, I'm wondering your thoughts on how the league has gone about trying to curtail court storming this season. I don't think you particularly have been in that position yet this year to get stormed on. You know, do you like the steps they've made? Do you think it's adequate? Do you think it needs to be more? Just what are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, you know, I hate to take the mantle as the court storm coach. You know, I mean, there's a lot of important issues in college basketball, and, you know, that's probably not at the top of the list. But I do really respect the Pac-12. I think that player safety, you know, our players are – you know, we're asking a lot of them, you know, from their actions off the court, their actions on social media, you know, how they act during a game, the consequences of everything if they don't follow protocol. And obviously when you move more towards March Madness, there's more scrutiny on the best teams. So you want to protect your players. You want to protect your student-athletes. And I think the Pac-12 wants to protect our student-athletes more than anybody. And it's just a situation that I think that if everybody's well aware that if player safety is a priority, that in that given moment when a game ends and the court is stormed, that things can happen in a split second that you can't undo. And when you're asking somebody 18, 19 years old at times to handle that, it's not always a fair setup for them. So, you know, I think all that we have asked is that each place is aware of it, that they can police maybe a 30-second to a window, minute and a half, whatever window, so we can move off the court if it happens. And it's not for the coaches. It's not because we don't want the fans to enjoy the game as much as you worry about that one incident that could change a kid's life forever. And just being aware of it, I think that's a big, big step, and I think the Pac-12 took some real necessary steps to protect our student-athletes.
Okay, that's all we have time for. Coach Miller, thank you for your time. Appreciate it.